Welcome to our discussion of Parshat B'Shalach, that opportune moment. Parshat B'Shalach, we have the splitting of the sea, the actual Jews passing through the Yam Suf, the Reed Sea. And what amazing moment it was. The rabbis say that if that moment had the Jews only asked for the world to usher in the ultimate era at that moment, Hashem Melech, to declare God as King once and for all, forevermore, it would have been the total redemption. They had that moment, that was the opportune moment, to pray to God and ask for this to be the end of all history, the beginning of an era of greatness and messianic end of days visions. What happened? They said, Hashem Yimloch. They prayed for it to become something. They didn't take an opportunity at that moment to usher in a new era. They were still hoping and praying for a greater time. This was a moment in Amogu Koyesh VeKanan. All the nations of Canaan were trembling. There was no way you could defeat the Jewish people. It was only because of Amalek and their later attack. It was only because of later the Jews fell from their spiritual level that there was ever any question of the Jews conquering immediately the land of Israel. But this was not to be the moment, because in fact, they squandered this moment. The rabbis say, Masharat Tashiv Chalayam, Lurai Chezkel Ben Buzi. Even the great prophet Ezekiel never saw the types of visions that even the simplest handmaid at the crossing of the Red Sea got to see. This was a moment of greatest vision for the Jewish people. It was like a mikveh, it purified us, it elevated us. We came to a whole new level. Why was this such an opportune moment? After all, they already had the Exodus from Egypt. Why was that not the pinnacle of the experience? Rabbeinu Bachye, medieval Spanish commentator, says, because ein ha-geula shlema etzel ha-eved ad yitbarer shem b'mitat ha-adon. A slave cannot rejoice until he knows that the oppressor is gone. You see, unfortunately today, people who are abused, until they know that they are safe, they're in a safe place and that the abuse is over, they're never quite sure. People who suffer starvation as young people wake up in the morning and say, where is breakfast? They're still worried. The Jews were still worried as they left Egypt. They were looking over the shoulder. Only with the splitting of the sea, traversing to the other side, the drowning of Pharaoh or his troops, that now they could relax, they could breathe, and therefore this is just that special, special moment. The Sfat Emet puts it this way, he says, Nidche kol meitzar milfnehem. At this point, all obstacles were gone. They were really marching forward to a straight path to the land of Israel. To be able, they could see it, they could pray for it, to just march on to the land, to the temple of Israel, in Israel, the temple of God. If we ask what was so special at this moment, part of it is that whereas until now is Vehi B'Shalach Paro, the opening words of the Parsha is that Paro sent us out of Egypt. That could not stand. That's not an exodus. And therefore, from this moment on, it's God who takes us out of Egypt. It's Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Hotzeiti Etchem. God is the one who took us out of Egypt. Ani Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeitichem Eretz Yisrael. The first words of the Ten Commandments. It is I, God, who I took you out of Egypt. Pharaoh's hand is gone. Because Pharaoh may have let you out, but that way he was forced to do so. And now he changed his mind, and now it's only God who took us out. So again, our total dependence at this moment on God, that's why it's such a special, special moment. It was something that was also initiated from below. In Kabbalistic terms, it's ra'uta dilatata. We stirred ourselves up, we did something from below. It wasn't like the Exodus where we were let out like sheep, but rather, here we jumped in, according to the Midrash, we jumped in to the ocean. And according to the simple text, we called out to God, we prayed for it, we walked in, we marched in, and that merited that the splitting of the sea, we did something to deserve it. A redemption which comes from below, which comes from our actions, It's much stronger. There's a Rashi in Brachot, page 4b, in which he invokes the Jerusalem Talmud from chapter 1, where they say that you have to put Geulah next to Tefillah. That every morning we talk about the splitting of the sea. We sing the two essential lines, the Michamocha, Be'elim Hashem, who is like God, Hashem Mimloch Lamved, we pray that God reign forevermore. And we say Ga'al Yisrael, we bless God who redeemed Israel. And the rabbis say you have to pray right after that. Why? So the Yerushalmi says, in the language of the Yerushalmi itself, he says, Kol mish eino tokef gulal tefillah lamahu domeh. You know what it's like if you said Ga'al Yisrael, if you talk about the splitting the sea and you don't pray, hu domeh lo avos ha-melech. It's like a good one who is beloved of the king. And he ba v'yirtik al pitcho. He comes, he knocks on the door of the king. So the king opens the door to see what does he want. What do you? If someone's coming to the king. It's not for nothing. They must want something. He says he finds that he went far away. The person who knocked is gone. And God also turns away. God says, all right, forget it. What do I need him for? When we invoke the praise of God, the kilusim, as Rashi says, when we talk about the tishbachot, the praises of God for taking us out of Egypt, and then God comes close to us, and when God is close to us, we have to ask for something. God wants us to ask for something. That's the moment we try to recreate every morning. Every day, we try to find, to knock on God's door. The moment of the splitting of the sea was a moment of it was a pinnacle, but it was also an opening. It was the door. From there, we're supposed to just march onto the land of Israel, march to the Mount Sinai. We were purified, but we somehow squandered that moment. We weren't able to make a straight line from there to Mount Sinai, to the land of Israel. Every morning, we try to recreate that moment, try to go back to that moment, and maybe we can get it right this time. We'll talk about Ezvat Avotenu, Ha'ume Olam, that God was a help to us. We'll talk about it in Magen Moshia, maybe Tzrayim Galtanu, that God took us out of Egypt, Menev Adim Pititanu, who took us out of the house of bondage, Kol Buchoyim Maragta, he killed the firstborn, V'yamsuf Pakata, he split the Red Sea, V'didim Hevarta, the beloved ones, we were beloved ones at that moment, and we passed through, V'yachasum Ha'im Tzarihem, the waters covered our enemies, Alzot Shibchu Avim, Romu Lakel, therefore the beloved Jews, they sang to God. And Vamru Chulam, and they all opened up and they said, Micha Mocha B'nei Hashem, who is like God? It was that moment of complete recognition by the Jews and by all that God is God. And they said, Hashem Yimloch, the Olam Vayed, that may God reign forever. This is supposed to be a touching moment every morning. And we get to that touching moment, God says, what do you want, my children? What do you want? At that moment, we should be stirred up to pray. And that explains why we say the Azeshia. We say the song of the splitting the sea every morning. Because whereas the early rabbis said, let's cite a few verses from this. Later rabbis said, let's say the whole thing to get the whole context of the Azeshia before we begin to pray. And when a person says the Azeshia, the song of the splitting the sea in the morning psalms, we're ready. Then we're ready. God is close. We're ready. That was a moment. It was a moment that we squandered. From there, we went to Refidim. Didn't strengthen ourselves with Torah. We didn't strengthen ourselves with faith. Amalek came. A lot of things happened. But our job is to recreate that moment, find that vision again that we had at the splitting of the sea, and find that inspiration to sing that song, and find the guts to say right then and there, Hashem Melech, may God reign right now. Squander the opportunity then. Let's not squander that opportunity again each day. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefer Beth Lameth Congregation for discussion of Parshat B'Shalach. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parsha and the how-to videos as well. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. And look at our playlists we're developing for other discussions of this Parshat B'Shalach. Thank you.